Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into The Why Cafe by John Strelecki. This compelling narrative is both a journey and an exploration, inspired by the author's own quest for meaning during a significant career pause. When protagonist John unexpectedly finds himself in a mysterious cafe located in the middle of nowhere, he is faced with three life-changing questions. These questions aren't merely for John, but extend an invitation to the reader to reflect on their own life's purpose and direction. Through interactions with other customers at the cafe, each offering unique insights and wisdom, John embarks on a philosophical quest that delivers lessons on how to lead a more fulfilling and intentional life. John Strelecki is not only an acclaimed American author, but also a renowned speaker who has captured the hearts of a global audience. The Why Cafe, written during a 9-month sabbatical from his career as a management consultant, has resonated with readers worldwide, leading to its translation into 42 languages. The book's success has paved the way for a sequel, Return to the Why Cafe, further delving into the enchanting world and profound philosophies Strelecki has to offer. His seminars and talks around the globe continue to inspire those on their own journey toward finding meaning. The Why Cafe is an essential read for anyone at a crossroads. The hard workers who feel unrewarded, the souls wandering in search of a path, or anyone confronting their mortality and seeking deeper existential answers. Strelecki's narrative is both a mirror and a map to those yearning to break free from the mundane and embark on a life of significance and purpose. Join us as we uncover the secrets to living a fulfilled life, guided by the unexpected wisdom found in a quaint, mysterious cafe. The Why Cafe, a story about the meaning of life. Introduction. Stumbling into life's biggest questions at the Why Cafe. Imagine being on a road less traveled, where an unexpected detour disrupts your meticulously planned vacation. That's exactly where John, a stressed-out management consultant, finds himself after his car runs out of gas in the middle of nowhere. His search for assistance leads him to a peculiar place, a small, unique diner named The Why Cafe. Unlike any ordinary cafe, this place greets its visitors not only with a warm cup of coffee, but with three profound existential questions printed right on the menu. The Why Cafe is more than a mere eatery. It's a sanctuary where patrons are encouraged to delve into the depths of their existence. It's here, at this unforeseen stop, that John encounters a series of wisdom-filled regulars who share their stories and insights, guiding him, and in turn the reader, through a journey of self-discovery. The narrative woven inside the Why Cafe sheds light on how to live a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. As we follow John's enlightening discussions, several captivating lessons come to light. You'll discover the significant yet simple wisdom of green sea turtles, which impress upon us the importance of natural intuition and the strength found in persistence and directness toward our life goals. The cafe's ambiance, devoid of the noisy clutters of everyday life, particularly advertising, serves as a backdrop for discussions on how modern-day marketing often blinds us, skewing our perception of what a fulfilled life looks like. It suggests that by peeling away these layers, we can get closer to understanding our true desires and aspirations. Perhaps one of the most magical revelations to emerge from John's visit to the Why Cafe is the notion that individuals who discover and live by their joy are not just happy, they exude an almost magical attraction. Their happiness and fulfillment act as beacons, drawing others towards them and magnifying the positive impact they have on the world. The Why Cafe, through its unassuming presence, becomes a classroom for life's most significant lessons. It teaches us that sometimes the most profound truths and the path to fulfillment lie in the simplest of questions. Questions that we too often forget to ask ourselves in the hustle and bustle of daily life. This story not only reiterates the importance of seeking one's purpose, but also shows how, by doing so, we unlock the extraordinary potential within us to lead a truly enriched life. Part 1. Riding the Currents of Purpose, the Secret to a Fulfilling Life. Do you ever get the sense that, despite having a seemingly okay life, something essential is missing? Your job is fine, your social circle is supportive, and financially you're not in dire straits. Yet there's a void, an unshakable feeling that fulfillment remains just beyond reach. This predicament underscores a critical truth. A satisfactory life is not the same as a fulfilled one. This realization hits John like a wave as he sits in the Y Cafe, pondering over the three profound questions he finds on the menu behind his breakfast order. Why are you here? Do you fear death? And are you fulfilled? These inquiries pave the pathway toward understanding that to lead a life brimming with purpose and fulfillment, we must first uncover and eagerly follow our life's purpose. Casey, the waitress, becomes John's unexpected guide as she delves into the meaning behind the questions, emphasizing the significance of the first. To uncover why we exist, she urges, is to recognize what brings us joy and how we wish to spend our fleeting moments on this planet. She offers an illustrative tale of her encounter with a green sea turtle while scuba diving in Hawaii. Casey's ambitious pursuit to keep pace with the turtle through sheer force only led to frustration. However, the moment she surrendered to the ocean's rhythms, she smoothly glided alongside the turtle. This experience elucidated a profound principle. Much like the turtle, we must leverage the currents, the winds of our genuine passions and desires, rather than tirelessly swim against them. Many of us, entangled in life's relentless demands, often find ourselves metaphorically paddling against an inexorable tide, draining our energies and spirit. We are incessantly battling waves, making negligible progress toward what actually matters to us. This struggle is emblematic of a life lived out of alignment with one's purpose. The narrative that unfolds in the Y Cafe serves as a powerful metaphor for human existence. Like the green sea turtle, our journey should be about finding and aligning with the currents of our purpose. Only then can we glide forward with ease, conserving our strength for pursuits that genuinely matter and, ultimately, finding the fulfillment that has eluded us. In embracing this approach, we're not just surviving, we're thriving, propelled by the currents of our deepest desires and purpose. This, as John and the readers of the Y Cafe discover, is the essence of a truly fulfilling life. Part 2. The Illusion of Happiness: How Advertising Skews Our Purpose. Dive into the world of advertising for just a moment, whether it's the captivating commercials sandwiched between your favorite TV show or the glossy pages filled with allure in magazines. What you'll swiftly notice is an artful manipulation at play, one that adeptly targets our innermost fears and desires. A simple face cream is no longer just that. It's sold as a fountain of youth. A chocolate bar transforms into a symbol of familial bliss, and a car becomes an emblem of unbridled adventure. These advertisements share a common thread, subtly weaving products into the fabric of our happiness. Anne, a patron of the Y Cafe with a rich background in advertising, sheds light on this very phenomenon. Having been on the inside, she opens John's eyes, and ours, to the deceptive sheen of advertisements and how it blinds us from discovering our authentic purposes in life. The crux of the lesson is clear. Advertising crafts a fog around our conceptions of happiness and purpose. Unwittingly, we're sedated by the promise of happiness through material possessions, influencing our choices in life. The narrative coaxes us into believing that the acquisition of material goods is tantamount to achieving happiness. Consequently, we chart our careers not by the stars of our true calling, but by the salaries that promise the most extensive bounty of possessions. Conforming our choices to this philosophy results not in enriched lives, but in cycles of frustration and temporary consolation through further purchases. This whirlpool of acquisition and dissatisfaction, working more to buy more, hoping to fill voids that material goods can never fill, traps us in a relentless cycle. However, indulging in pleasures isn't condemned, but it becomes detrimental when driven by dissatisfaction, inaccurately believing that fulfillment can be purchased. Anne urges us to reflect. Might a job that pays less but brings more joy contribute more to our lives? Do we genuinely need lavishness that ties us down with financial obligations, steering us away from our genuine desires? The silver lining Anne presents is a liberating truth. The chains we believe bind us to this cycle of dissatisfaction and relentless pursuit are figments of our imagination, forged by societal expectations and the persuasive power of advertising. Contrary to the carefully curated narratives pushed by ads, the reins of our lives remain firmly in our hands. To steer toward a life of meaning and true happiness, the final obstacle we face is within, challenging the false premises sown by advertising and daring to pursue our authentic purpose, freed from the illusions that once shackled our perceptions. Part 3: Embracing a Self-Determined Path, a Cure for the Fear of Death. The approval of our parents, the expectations of our friends, and the ever-watchful eyes of our neighbors often play a more significant role in shaping our lives than we'd like to admit. The question isn't just about what career we choose, architect or bricklayer, lawyer or actress, but about how deeply we let the opinions of others dictate the trajectory of our lives. Breaking free from the influence of advertising and consumerism is one challenge, but gaining independence from societal and familial expectations is a pivotal step toward living a life filled with meaning and purpose. Here lies a powerful truth. Living a life steered by our own choices and desires isn't merely more rewarding, it also holds the key to diminishing our existential dread. Inside the welcoming confines of the Y Cafe, John is treated to a story that resonates deeply with this theme. A talented golfer is haunted by a recurring dream where his ball is always trapped in a troublesome spot, making the ideal shot impossible. One night, he realizes that he can simply reposition the ball. When he does, the striking revelation dawns on him. None of the other golfers were concerned about his predicament. The metaphor is as compelling as it is clear. Those who never consider altering their course or question the imposed rules of the game are the ones who live in the shadow of death's anxiety. Adhering to the dictates of others, they forsake their inner calling. The result? A life that, when viewed from the sepulchral stillness of a deathbed, is filled with regret for the paths not taken and the shots not made. Anne, with her advertising background, connects this allegory back to the haunting question of why we fear death. It's the individuals who spend their lives conforming, never daring to adjust their metaphorical golf ball to a more favorable position, who are haunted by what-ifs and if-onlys as they approach life's end. So, how do we avert this fate? By daring to lift our ball, our life, and placing it where we truly wish to play from. This is the beginning of a life lived authentically, one that brushes aside the fears of judgment and rejection. Still, this begs a pivotal question. How does one pinpoint that ideal spot, that unique position where purpose resonates and fulfillment is found? Taking control of one's destiny, it turns out, is not just a path to personal fulfillment, but also a powerful antidote to the fear of mortality. As the patrons of the Y Cafe have shown, the journey to find one's true purpose is intertwined with the courage to defy external pressures and the wisdom to seek one's own happiness and fulfillment. Part 4: Unlocking the Doors to Purpose, a Journey of Self-Discovery. In a world awash with myriad philosophies and methodologies for self-improvement, individuals often turn to assorted guides, be it life coaches, celestial predictions, or ancient practices, in the pursuit of understanding their place in the universe. The fundamental yearning to grasp the why of our existence sends many on quests for external enlightenment. Yet the essence of this journey lies within. The quest for life's purpose defies a universal blueprint. It's an intimate voyage that everyone must embark upon individually. While there's no magic formula for uncovering your destiny, Inspiration can be drawn from those who've tread the path before us. Embrace the multitude of avenues that may lead you to your purpose. For some, solitude acts as a lantern, illuminating the way forward. Meditation, with its roots deep in ancient practices, offers others a tranquil space to connect with their inner selves. There are those for whom music acts as a muse, setting their thoughts free to roam far and wide. Exploration of the natural world, be it wandering through emerald forests or embarking on silent retreats, opens new vistas for many. Engaging conversations with kindred or unacquainted spirits alike can unveil perspectives previously obscured. And then there are books, those steadfast companions that whisper secrets of the universe in the quiet of the night. The beauty of this quest lies in its diversity. Each foray into the unknown, every experiment with a different practice serves as a step closer to unraveling the essence of your being. Even if a particular path doesn't lead to an epiphany, it enriches the tapestry of your journey, weaving in new textures of thought, emotion, and experience. So, how does one recognize the moment their purpose is revealed? It's a matter of introspection. Notice the activities that invigorate your soul. Is there a craft that fills you with an inexplicable joy? A pursuit that, despite challenges, feels profoundly right? These sparks of passion are harbingers of your purpose. Let's imagine, then, that amidst these explorations, you've encountered your calling. Take a moment to bask in this discovery, for you've achieved what many seek. Now the focus shifts to strategizing the integration of this newfound purpose into the fabric of your life. Embarking on this journey is not merely about finding your purpose, but about being attuned to yourself, recognizing what genuinely resonates within you. It's a testament to the fact that the search for purpose is as varied as humanity itself, each path paved with unique insights, challenges, and triumphs. Part 5: Charting Your Own Course, the Freedom to Pursue Your Purpose. Imagine reaching that pivotal moment where the purpose of your life crystallizes before you. What next? Surrounded by infinite possibilities, the response to this discovery is purely individualistic, and perhaps for some, a bit unsettling. It's entirely up to you. The tapestry of a fulfilling life is as diverse as the individuals who weave it. What might be perceived as the pinnacle of achievement to one could appear utterly mundane to another. Whether it's the pursuit of literary creation, the exploration of scientific frontiers, the joy of sports, or a completely different calling, significance and satisfaction are subjective realms. Here's the crux of the matter. Every person holds the liberty to choose if, and how, they opt to follow their life's purpose. Mike, the proprietor of the Y Cafe, shares with John an illustrative anecdote highlighting this very principle. On a tranquil beach, a businessman encounters a fisherman whose simple, content life piques his curiosity. To the businessman's ambitious suggestions of expanding his fishing endeavors to accumulate wealth, the fisherman responds with tranquility. He's already living his desired life, engaging in what fulfills him the most, without the need for more. This narrative underscores a profound truth. Fulfillment and meaning come in myriad forms. For some, like the fisherman, the essence of a meaningful life lies in the joy of everyday simplicity. Others might feel the urge to dramatically recalibrate their life's direction in search of their true calling. Venturing into the unknown, however, can be daunting. The thought of leaving the safety of the familiar behind often conjures fears and what-ifs that can stymie our progress towards our goals. Yet, embracing optimism and confidence is crucial. The apprehension of risk and failure can be paralyzing, but envisioning the best possible outcomes fuels the courage necessary to move closer to our true purpose. Without such optimism, the journey towards self-discovery and fulfillment can be halted before it even begins. In the end, the path to pursuing your life's purpose is deeply personal. It's a voyage navigated not by external expectations or societal norms, but by an internal compass that points towards what genuinely brings joy and fulfillment to your life. Whether your journey involves subtle shifts or monumental changes, the key is remembering you're at the helm, free to steer in the direction of your deepest aspirations. Part 6: The Magnetic Pull of Purpose, Attracting Happiness by Living Your Truth. Ever noticed how some people seem to waltz through life, every step serendipitously choreographed as if by some unseen hand? This flow, where every piece fits perfectly into the puzzle of life, isn't merely a series of fortunate events. It's what happens when you align with your true calling. The notion of mere coincidence is challenged when one observes the lives of those who've fully embraced their purpose. Casey, the insightful waitress at the Y Cafe, brings this observation to John's attention through the story of an acquaintance. This person, seemingly riding a wave of constant luck, managed to secure a seemingly unattainable job thanks to the unexpected aid of a college classmate. This tale serves to illustrate a potent truth. Individuals who pursue their genuine purpose seem to wield a magnetic ability to attract happiness. But what is it about living a purpose-driven life that appears to invite what some might call luck? Is serendipity the sole force at play, or is there something more? Casey offers an intriguing explanation, drawing a parallel to the concept of exponential growth, the same principle that governs phenomena as varied as chain letters and viral content. When you're engaged in activities that resonate deeply with who you are, there's an undeniable shift in your presence. Your passion becomes palpable, lighting up your face and invigorating your conversations. This transformation doesn't just affect you, it influences those around you. Moved by your enthusiasm, people naturally gravitate towards you, eager to contribute to your journey in any way they can. Your zeal becomes a catalyst, sparking a chain reaction that propels your endeavors forward. Consider the story of Steve Jobs, a figure who might not initially have seemed destined for the pantheon of charismatic leaders. Yet, his fervent belief in Apple's vision turned him into an emblem of innovation, drawing followers into his orbit and catapulting Apple to unparalleled success. His passion proved infectious, illustrating how a genuine belief in your purpose can galvanize support and create its own momentum. Embracing your true calling doesn't require a foundation of luck or charisma. These are qualities that can burgeon naturally when you're aligned with your purpose. With time, as you become increasingly adept and passionate about your pursuits, the path ahead seems to smooth itself out, as if by magic. But what about the financial aspect? What if following your dream doesn't promise a lucrative outcome? It's worth contemplating the worst-case scenario. Perhaps the trade-off for not amassing a fortune is a life rich in satisfaction, spent doing work that ignites your soul each day. Pursuing your purpose is not a guarantee of material wealth, but it offers something far more valuable, a quality of life enriched by joy and fulfillment, treasures beyond the measure of money. Final summary. Embarking on the journey toward a fulfilling life is an endeavor that beckons at any stage of our existence. The roadmap to discovery is etched out through introspection, prompted by three pivotal questions. Why am I here? Do I fear death? Am I fulfilled? The quest for answers guides us to untangle ourselves from societal expectations and the superficial gratifications of consumption. This exploration is not without its challenges and requires patience and determination. However, the pursuit of our authentic selves and true purpose holds the promise of transforming our lives in profound ways. As we align with our inherent passions and motivations, we experience a seamless convergence of events and opportunities, a phenomenal alignment that feels nothing short of magical. The essence of living a fulfilled life hinges on understanding and embracing our unique reason for being, overcoming the trepidation associated with mortality by living meaningfully and continually seeking fulfillment beyond the material world. In doing so, we unlock the door to a life marked not just by existence, but by rich, purposeful engagement with the world around us. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.